I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. With thousands executed and thousands more arraigned, chaos and heartache continue to plague Iran. Rita Elmonayor of Sat7, a Christian broadcast ministry in the MENA region, says human dignity begins with the gospel.
I think it's a human right issue that you know that there is a God that loves you. And he sent his son to die for you. And then you will have eternal life if you believe in him.
Please pray, especially for those turning to Christ, that they would persevere and be strengthened by the Holy Spirit as they walk this narrow road. Pray, too, for those ministering to the lost.
Our first rule is share the gospel. Share the gospel, and then also be there to encourage the church and to help our society.
Check out missionnews.org for more ways to pray Iran forward. Meanwhile, there has been a recent win for religious freedom in India. The High Court over Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, stated that permission is not required for religious prayer gatherings held on private premises. The ruling came in response to frequent police interference against home worship, according to John Pudeite of Bibles for the World.
You know, they're trying to attack the house churches and small groups or fellowships that are meeting in homes.
The court ruling was based on the Indian Constitution, which states individuals have the right to freely profess, practice, and propagate religion. This decision offers hope to Christians in India in the face of anti-conversion laws and increased persecution. Pray that the courts in India would continue to show impartiality, holding firm in their reading and interpretation of the Indian Constitution. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.